About 200 residents attended a town hall meeting Wednesday night in Milton to discuss Air Force plans for military training in the Blackwater River State Forest. There were questions and skepticism about the military's plans.
My name's Bill Young. Most of you, a lot of you out here know me. I've lived in the forest for 30 years. I have a major problem right now with the Air Force. Helicopters flying over. C-130s driving my horses and cows through my barbed wire fences. I've called Eglin. I've called Blackwater. I've called Don Salter. And to this date, absolutely nothing was done until Mr. Corr stopped some helicopters that I know the people that live north of Highway 4 has been hearing them for the last few months. He stopped those for us. But somebody in Blackwater okayed that on their own. They don't care about us. I don't believe this is about military training. I'm retired military. I know for a fact there's plenty of military bases out there they can train on. I know he said not close to us. That's why they're scattered, because they're not close together. We don't need this. Blackwater don't need this. The Air Force don't need this.
Meantime, Pensacola resident Patricia Edmiston asked the state to consider why people use the Blackwater River State Forest.
They go for the peace, the beauty, the clarity of the Blackwater River, where you might even see a sturgeon. You can see the pebbles in the sand. The water is so clear. Yes, there's an occasional plane. You can hear the water gushing in from the springs. It is a unique, gorgeous sight. All right, now, I don't see any place in these questions where you address why do we come there and what was the purpose of the state park. We need to provide places for these men and women to train. I'm not against that. But I think using the state parks is antithetical to the original purpose of these parks.
Also, John Veazey drove over from Niceville. He suggested there was plenty of space for training on Eglin's reservation.
I understand that the weapons that you use on Eglin requires closure of the whole range at times, but there's no one weapon system that requires the use of the whole range. There's not that much of an impact of an explosion, laser or otherwise. The unmanned vehicle incident, what happens if we happen to shoot them down? If they're out there when they're not supposed to. I've already been on two trips on the river where I found blank M16s. If they don't have permission to be there, then why are they there? I don't want you there. Don't need you there.
Air Force representatives did detail their plans for what they call low to no impact training in the forest. Also, Florida Forest Service officials reassured no decisions have been made, and if approved, the Forest Service would have the power to halt any inappropriate training maneuvers. The next step in the process is completion of a draft environmental impact study, which is set for release and public comment beginning in February.